Stuart auch auf einen besonderen Gast hinweisen, der heute hier auch in Berlin ist, den wir sonst hier in Deutschland gar nicht so oft begrüßen können. Das ist die Sinologin Marie Holzmann, die sich schon seit langer Zeit für die Uiguren einsetzt, für die Tibeter einsetzt, international in Brüssel aktiv ist und dort für Menschenrechte in der Volksrepublik spricht, für die Rechte dieser verfolgten Menschen spricht, und sie tut das dort auf einem sehr wirklich wunderbaren, auf eine wunderbare Art, und ja, da gebührt ihr schon jetzt unser Dank und möchte das Wort gerne an Sie erteilen, da Sie heute auch hier sind. Danke.
Dankeschön, Kai. Ich wage nicht auf Deutsch zu sprechen, weil mein Deutsch wirklich nicht so gut ist. Ich spreche lieber auf Englisch. I'm happy to be here with you. I'm also in a way very proud of you all here. In Paris we will have a demonstration, but only tonight, and it will be in support for the Hong Kong trade unionists who have all been arrested one after the other in the last few weeks. I am the president of an association called Solidarité Chine, and the aim of this association is to never forget Tiananmen. I think October 1st was in 1949, and the result of October 1st was 1989, 40 years later, the massacre of Tiananmen. I think in a way it's like a cycle, 40 years. This is what happens when you put violent government, a totalitarian government in charge of China. After 40 years, they come down on the streets and they shoot the students and they shoot the citizens. They repress at the same time all the Tibetan movements. The Tibetans had great upheavals in 1892, and that was suppressed with violence. And then a few years later, it was the 2009 Xinjiang rebellion, Xinjiang demonstration. It wasn't a rebellion, it was a demonstration, which was also squashed in blood. So the history of China, of modern China, is a very sad history. And we have, most of us here, have been sort of wanting to bring our testimony and to say that humanity is conscious of what is going on. Unfortunately, even though our demonstration is fairly important today, compared to the number of people in Berlin, it's very small. So that's why our duty is to stand steadfast, because we know we're right. There is no legal, normal, not crazy government who will do what China is doing now. The problem is the whole world sort of understands it, but doesn't understand well enough. If it did understand well enough, the situation would not be the situation it is now. So all of you who are here, I hope you come back every October, and I hope maybe next year we will come back and celebrate the true liberation of Chinese people, Uyghur people, Tibetan people, Mongol people, Hong Kong people.